10. Jack moves, Jane faces. She's down for a Jack move. Thinks this is the Pilates studio in Neil's yard, doing the short spine stretch, her bare feet in leather loops that haven't yet been softened up with use. That's how new this place is. They should get some mink oil. Her soles are chafing. She'd never really been sure what Donnie had meant when he'd said that. He said it when he was angry or frustrated, and she's both. Dorothea dicking with her, and she doesn't do anything about it. She could tell Bernard or Big End, but she doesn't trust them. She has no idea what's going on with Big End, what he's capable of. The sensible thing to do would be to finish the job, get her money, and write the whole thing off to experience. But there'd still be Dorothea. Dorothea with the scary connections. Dorothea the mad bitch, just doing these things because she's decided to hate Case. Or maybe Big End's idea because she thinks Case is being lined up to run Blue Ant's London office. Or maybe she's in the Big End girlfriend pool. Anything seems equally possible, but some hard little knot in Case's core keeps heating up, trying for meltdown. The hole in the Buzz Ricksons, the Asian sluts invasion, her period's coming. She'd like to get her hands around Dorothea's throat and shake her till her fucking brains rattle. Jack moves. Context with Donnie seems to indicate that these were either deliberate but extremely lateral, thus taking the competition or opponent by surprise, or more likely in Donnie's case, simply crazy. Same result. He'd never said what Jack move exactly in a given situation he was contemplating, and maybe that was because he didn't know. Maybe it had to be improvisational and completely of the moment. East Lansing Zen. Whatever it was supposed to be, she had an idea he'd never managed to do it. In memory now, she associates the expression with his only ever attempt at verbally communicating a sexual preference. You think maybe you could make more like those Jane faces? Jane faces being, she'd later learned, stripper speak for, she guessed you'd call them, ritualized expressions conveying a certain ecstatic transport, or at least its potential. Or was a Jack move, she wonders now, simply a cash-related move, Jack in the sense of money? Donnie's Jack moves had tended to be invoked in situations of relative economic insecurity. Donnie's ongoing situation being one of that, but to greater or lesser degrees, resolved most often by asking Case for a loan, but only after invoking the Jack move. If it meant a money move, she guesses she can't use the expression, because what she's tempted to do would just cost her. What she's tempted to do, she knows, is crazy. She exhales, watching her straightened legs rise up in the straps to a 90-degree angle, then inhales as she bends them, holding tension in the straps against the pull of the spring-loaded platform she's reclining on. Exhales, as they say, for nothing, then inhales as she straightens them horizontally, pulling the springs taut, repeating this 6 more times for a total of 10.